Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3. LA in for Tom, and we talk each day with our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area. Find out what's going on in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizens State Banks, Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. By State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon. By the train station in Alton. And the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon. And by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning, Rise Ministries founder and president, Rob Rosenboom, and we'll converse right after a quick timeout here at Kiowa Radio.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC is there to help you succeed. NCC has a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. That means you're more than just a number at NCC. Instructors will take the time to get to know you as a person. They'll know your name and not just your student ID number, and they'll take the time to listen and to help. You'll also be taught by your program's actual instructors, not just a teacher's assistant. NCC, your success is our story.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you. We are back, Talk of the Town, our Tuesday edition, an opportunity to catch up with Rob Rosenboom. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Always good to have you in-house, and always good to keep updated on Rise Fest and other Rise Ministries events. And let's begin with that. If you're looking for a good price on Rise Fest tickets, now would be the time.
Yes, we are running what's called our flash sale, so you can save $10 a ticket instead of $59 tickets. They're $49, so that's good for the entire weekend. Of course, so far we have announced Matthew West will be back with us this summer on Friday night. We will have more artists coming shortly. I'm not sure how shortly, but shortly. And then camping's open. That's already started to take off, which is crazy. And we'll have the Kids Zone back, the Teen Tent, the Tween Tent, and Prime. Prime tickets are open. That's a big thing usually every year at Rise Fest as well. So now is a great time to get Rise Fest tickets.
A little bit about that for those that may not be aware. Prime ticket, what are you talking about there?
So Prime ticket, we started a few years ago. It's a special seating area that you can come in and out of all weekend long. There's a tent with goodies and snacks that are refilled, I think, all weekend long. There's a little raised platform seating. And you can sit in there and watch all of the festival, or you can go back out to the general area and sit there as well. But it's a nice place to go. You can get away from some of the larger crowd, sit in there, get your snacks, get water, pop, coffee, I think. Allison Cook runs that for us, does a phenomenal job. Every year there's a theme in the Prime tent, so that's always fun as well.
Well, due to input from a lot of people that affect Rise Fest, you think of Rise Fest affecting a lot of people. A lot of people affect Rise Fest, too. And the thing that comes to mind, a drive-by at various times of the year, how much the grounds have changed. The development of the Rise Fest grounds is amazing.
It is. I love it. Sometimes I think, huh? But I do love it. I love seeing the harvest stage. I mean, that's just awesome. But also having some of the other amenities, such as the seminar building. What a great way to hear a seminar, but to actually sit in a building rather than under a tent. And the new Citizens Hope Plaza has just been phenomenal during the festival to be able to put our merch and product and have people come in and talk. And FCA's in that building. Plus, we run all of our social media team out of that. And then, of course, the New Haven building has been such a blessing as well, not only at the festival, but also throughout the year when we host smaller events and things like that.
Well, the grounds continuing to grow along with Riot Fest itself, kind of an amazing thing to watch. I think about Riot Fest, naturally the first thought goes to you, of course, the founder and developer, the Riot Fest, a year-round project for you, but Riot Fest goers should maybe make it a year-round project too and keep track of updates and events through the website. You got a fantastic website.
It's been a lot of fun. So we've been on the road the last 2 weeks. Anywhere from Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Pella, Edgerton, Brainerd. We just got back from Brainerd yesterday. And even going up there, meeting people that come down to the festival, it's just phenomenal. And then we were in Edgerton, I think, Saturday night. And this wasn't, per se, a Rise Fest event. It's called Rise with Robin Friends. But there was a group that drove all the way from north of Rochester, Minnesota, just to come down to be a part of that event in Edgerton. And I believe they're also festival goers, which is really cool.
Well, Rise with Rob and Friends, is that a new venture this year?
No. So we started this probably 3 years ago, maybe four falls ago. What we call it is it's a night of hope through storytelling and music. We bring three artists with us. So the first run where we did Sioux Falls, Sioux City, was Matt Maher, Patrick Mayberry, and then Natalie Lane. And so we call it a singer-songwriter round. If you've ever been to Nashville, they have writers rounds because not every singer actually writes their own songs. So you'll actually hear the writer sing the song and then tell you why they wrote it. Well, in this particular case, we get the opportunity to have the singer and the writer along, and we get to hear why they wrote the song. And then they give the meaning behind the song. They play the song. We have a ton of fun. Then this weekend, when we were here in Sheldon and Pella, Edgerton, Brainerd, we had Patrick Mayberry again, Micah Tyler, and Emerson Day. And it was unbelievable both weekends.
And I don't want to pin you down just too much, but we were talking before we went on air that looks very much like a project that is going to be occurring again next year and potential expansion, or would you rather not say at this time?
You talking Rise Fest?
No, I'm talking Robin
Friends. Oh, Rise with Robin Friends. Well, so, yeah, I always have dreams.
Oh,
I mean, I love dreams. Yeah, if we could expand it, I would love it. And, you know, we did total six of them in 2 weeks. Would it be possible to double it next year? I mean, that would be awesome. And then also geographically start looking in some warmer temperature areas to bring these events.
Not a bad idea at all.
No.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and converse more about Rise Ministries, a little more on Rise Fest and other things going on through Rise Ministries. We're back in just a moment. Talk of the Town on Kiowa FM 105.3.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger and Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens Day Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens Day Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens Day Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We are back on Talk of the Town, talking with Rob Rosenboom, founder and guiding force behind Rise Fest and Rise Ministries in Sheldon. A lot of talk about Rise Fest, very well known. Rise Ministries, you're very easy to find in Sheldon. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So Rise Ministries is right off Highway 18. Our office is there. Rise Fest, obviously, is the flagship part of the ministry, the one that's probably seen the most or heard about the most. But Rise is constantly, if we're not working on Rise Fest, we're working on other projects such as Rise with Robin Friends, having the team out for the last couple weeks. And then we turn around and it's right into our Christmas program. So the Christmas program, we actually filmed when we were in Nashville, Franklin, back in the end of September with our good friend Ben Fuller. So that is right around the corner. KTIV, I think their first airing of it is going to be on December 14 at 6:30. So we'll air that. And then we're also on Sioux Falls, Des Moines. And new this year, we are going to be on in Fargo, North Dakota as well, along with online and all of that stuff.
Well, it's part of that expansion and outreach you're talking about, just a little bit more and more as time goes by.
Yeah, it was an incredible year. When you talk about outreach and reaching further, we just had our what we call our vision dinner last Thursday night here in Sheldon, and we talked about the doors that have been open. So not only did we do our festival, but I had the opportunity, I think, to speak at five other festivals from Cincinnati, Ohio, Rapid City, South Dakota, Buffalo, New York, New Hampshire. This summer was an absolute blur of the opportunities that we had. And with the book coming out, I also spent almost a week in Minneapolis, and I got to record the audio version of the book, which was super cool. And we just had a really special event in Pella this past Friday. I don't know if you heard or if listeners heard what happened in Pella about I think it was 2 days before on Wednesday at the middle school. There was a student that attacked with a knife. And so there was this just trauma that took place in the middle school. And we had the opportunity to be there 2 days later with Rise with Robin Friends and just hopefully be a small part of the healing, the beginning of the healing process for that community as they walk through this unbelievable, never thought would happen in their community, middle school, where a student took a knife to other students and students ran to the church across the street just to try to find safety. And here we are 2 days later in this particular community being able to not only have Micah and Emerson and Patrick there, but also bring some pastors in and do a night of hope through storytelling and music, but then also have a prayer time. And Pella is my old stomping grounds. That's actually where I was originally from. So to have aunts and uncles in the audience that night was pretty special. And my aunt just lost her husband, my uncle, but I didn't get to go to the funeral because I was in Cincinnati for a festival. So I got to talk to her after the event. And that was special. But then I heard, going back to the book, she's read the book twice. And I was like, pretty cool. So we're asking God to open doors and allow us to go further because our heart beats, honestly, to point people to Jesus. That's what it is. It's pretty simple. And we're just asking him to open the doors. And this past year, he's opened some pretty exciting doors. So we'll see what 2025 brings.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You stop and think about just where you're at in the world and why you're there.
Yeah.
It'd take a moment to just ponder it a little bit.
Yeah.
Could feasibly be a little bit overwhelming, but
yes.
Always good to take a moment to contemplate.
Especially this week, right? We're going into Thanksgiving a couple days from now. So Thanksgiving this year is extra special. One, it's Thanksgiving. And two, it lands back on Charlotte and I's anniversary. So we get to celebrate 27 years of marriage as well on Thanksgiving. So a lot to ponder this week. You are exactly right.
Yes, many things to be thankful for.
Yes.
You mentioned the book, a Christmas gift idea right there, the book or audio book. How does one go about getting a copy?
If you would like, you can stop in our office. If you don't want to go out, you just want to order online, super simple, go to Amazon. Easiest way, should be there in a couple days if you're an Amazon Prime member, and ship it right to your house. I believe the good Tom Trauber, sent me a text yesterday saying his copy arrives in the mail either today or tomorrow. So super simple. Go to Amazon, be at your doorstep in no time.
All right. Another Christmas thought, Christmas gift giving, the idea of supporting Rise Fest and helping, get the word out, but awareness of Rise Fest, I would think. Rise Fest merchandise available.
Absolutely. And we would count it a huge blessing if you wanted to pick up a copy. Again, it's called Broken, Still Chosen, Finding Hope in Jesus When You Feel Unloved, Unseen, and Forgotten. We got it. We got to talk about that a lot in the last 2 weeks.
And as we get set to kind of put the finishing touches on our get-together for today, let's just kind of recap a little bit. Want to touch on the Rise Fest ticket opportunity that's happening right now.
Yes, it's the flash sale. And if you're wondering, we went after 25,001 people last year on the grounds. We didn't quite make it. So we're going after it again this year. So we would love to have you there. As you think about coming to the festival or inviting people, now is the time to do it. Flash sale. Tickets are $10 cheaper than they would be. Get as many as you want. We'd love to see you at Rise Fest 2025.
And it is a ways away for those festival goers. I wouldn't say it's a ways away for you.
No, it doesn't feel like
putting things together. But the dates this year, June 20th and 21st.
Yes.
And that is to give everyone the opportunity to be free to get together on Father's Day.
No, to stay away from Father's Day.
Yeah.
That, yep. Oh, yeah, you're right. We're a week after Father's Day.
Quite right.
No, you did. My mind, yeah. Mm. Like Corey, you know, his hat's on crooked. So that's how I felt. Yeah, so you can celebrate Father's Day as families. We are going a week later.
So that just kind of worked out that you get an extra week to prepare. Huh?
It kind of worked out that way. And I don't know, L.A., to be honest. I don't know if I like it or if I don't, because that's one more week to stress and worry.
Well, I'm hoping that the perfect weather will come to the grounds that 1 week later.
Oh, that would be heavenly. It did this year.
Yeah.
We were blessed with weather this year. You just never know in June.
Well, I got to think, looking back over the years, that just the odds would be in your favor to get one of those good weather situations, because there have been some strange things that have happened.
There's been a lot of
God being out there working, Twister's out there working too, and he's tried a time or two, but ability to overcome, that's kind of an amazing story in and of itself.
Yeah, it's been an incredible looking back from weather to, just crazy.
Well, in closing, I will give you the floor. Anything that we did not get to that you'd like to, or you want to circle back to anything?
No, I appreciate the time. Want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Always love being able to share what's going on. And, yeah, thank you so much. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll take a final time out, then come back and wrap things up, our Tuesday edition of Talk of the Town here at Kiowa Radio.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus and, as always, an all-new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them for more rides at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 11 a.m. each day for lunch.
Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizens State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. By State Farm Insurance agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton, and the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon. And Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning, Rise Ministries founder and president, Rob Rosenboom. That's our Tuesday edition of Talk of the Town here at Kiowa FM.